When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 293, The Real Scoop on the Raw Food Diet, by Brett Smiley and Natalie Olson with AuthorityNutrition.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey, happy midweek. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Today's post is from Authority Nutrition and comes from Brett Smiley with a medical review by Natalie Olson. Before we get to it, don't forget that we give away books to random people on our mailing list on the first of the month, and that is in just 2 days. To be in the raffle, just make sure you've joined the email list at oldpodcast.com before then. I'll give you another quick reminder at the end of the show. Now, speaking of books, I have decided that I'm going to tackle the 700-page Hamilton nonfiction biography. Now, I've heard so much about the musical, and of course, I know that this biography is going to be very different than the musical. Plus, my aunt gave me this book, and she really wanted me to read it, so I said, you know what? This summer, I'm going to tackle it. It's actually a really great book, but I'm only about halfway through. That's 350 pages in. I don't know if I'm going to meet my goal by finishing it before the end of summer. I'm going to try, though. I talk about goal setting all the time, right? So, okay, I'm going to set a goal. I'm going to do this. I'll keep you all updated, if you care. So let's get to the post and start optimizing your life. The Real Scoop on the Raw Food Diet by Brett Smiley and Natalie Olson with AuthorityNutrition.com. Overview. A raw food diet is a plant-based diet typically consisting of entirely or mostly raw food from plants. Typically about 75 to 80% of food on the diet is raw, though there's no exact requirement. People who stick to a raw food regimen don't cook any of their food above 118 degrees Fahrenheit, or 48 degrees centigrade. The diet also forbids processed foods. The raw food diet is also known as the raw vegan diet, raw veganism, or the uncooked vegan diet. Although the raw food diet has its roots in the 19th century, it's made a big comeback in recent years as celebrities and athletes, including tennis star Venus Williams, have popularized it. The raw food diet can deliver a number of health benefits, including weight loss, but there are also risks and drawbacks associated with the diet. The main components of the raw food diet. The main components of the raw food diet are fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and sprouted grains and beans. In other words, get familiar with the organic section of your grocery store or find a good local resource. Many who follow the raw food diet are vegan, but not all of them. Some raw food dieters will eat raw animal products, like unpasteurized dairy foods, like milk and cheeses, and raw eggs, as well as some raw meats and fish. Raw food dieters are big on blenders to create green smoothies and other healthy twists on uncooked food. Other tools of the trade include food processors, juicers, and dehydrators. Dehydrators can add some crispness to foods by using hot air, but not too hot, to help concentrate a food's flavors. So, food can be warmed or heated slightly, as long as it's under that 118 degrees Fahrenheit or 48 degrees centigrade mark. One of the core beliefs of raw food dieting is that cooking breaks down some of a food's essential nutrients and enzymes that aid in digestion. Another core belief is that uncooked or quote-unquote live food contains life energy that cooking eliminates. This is a spiritual belief that actually lacks scientific evidence. The potential benefits of a raw food diet. One of the major benefits of a raw food diet is that it's low in calories and high in fiber, which helps keep you feeling full. It may be helpful for people trying to lose weight. A raw food diet may also help reverse the effects of type 2 diabetes or help someone avoid diabetes altogether. In addition, a raw food diet can help guard against cardiovascular disease and high cholesterol levels. Low sodium or low salt diets also help reduce blood pressure, and the raw food diet is naturally low in sodium. Some fans of the raw food diet have also credited it with better sleep, clearer skin, and a reduction of symptoms caused by food allergies, but more research is needed on these anecdotal relationships. What to consider before starting a raw food diet? Sticking to a raw food diet drastically reduces the number of foods you can eat. This restriction may leave some people feeling limited with their options. Likewise, restaurants may not offer raw food diet-friendly options, which can make eating out and socializing difficult at times. Sticking to a raw food diet also involves a lot of preparation, both inside the kitchen and out. Organic foods tend to be more expensive, so you may need to adjust your grocery budget accordingly. And raw food ingredients aren't available everywhere. You'll have to do some research on where you can get your supplies or how to grow some yourself. Some devoted raw food dieters will sprout their own seeds, grains, nuts, and beans. You may also need to buy a blender, a food processor, a juicer, and/or dehydrator, so be prepared to make a few purchases and then clean those items frequently. One of the potential risks of the raw food diet is the lack of cooking food. Cooking makes some foods more digestible and protects humans from certain foodborne illnesses like salmonella or E. coli. Likewise, the pasteurization process prevents bacteria contamination in milk and cheeses and certain diseases that may result. Raw food dieters may also become deficient in certain vitamins and nutrients. A 2005 study found that people whose diets are higher in raw food, meaning 70 to 100% of their food is raw, are more prone to deficiencies in vitamin B12. How to tell if it's right for you. If you're already vegan, that's a good start. And if you're interested in losing weight, the raw food diet might put you on the right track. The raw food diet may also agree with you if you live in a fertile area where you can grow many of your own fruits and vegetables, or if you like working outdoors with your hands. Score another one in the yes column if you enjoy meal preparation. How to sustain and follow a raw food diet. To get started, it may be wise to first read more about the diet. You may want to read The Full Raw Diet book by Christina Carrillo Bucaram or The Raw Deal Cookbook by Emily Monaco. It may also be beneficial to get started at the same time as a friend. You can bounce ideas off each other, go grocery shopping, swap recipes, and be accountable to one another, kind of like a training partner. Nobody wants to join? Well, that's okay. There are online communities for raw food dieters. Also, you may wish to work with a dietitian or nutritionist to teach you more about diet science and for coaching along the way. Takeaway: no one diet is right for everyone. There are clear benefits and drawbacks to the raw food diet. But if you answered yes during the section on if it's right for you, it may be an option for you to try. Just be sure to speak with your doctor first about starting a new diet or exercise regimen so they can determine if it's appropriate for you based on your individual needs, health, and medical conditions. You just listened to the post titled The Real Scoop on the Raw Food Diet by Brett Smiley and Natalie Olson with AuthorityNutrition.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I want to talk a little bit more about the risks with consuming raw foods. I really wouldn't recommend anyone consume raw eggs or raw meat for any reason, really. Like the article mentioned, there's a high risk for a foodborne infection. So if you eat raw eggs, your risk of getting salmonella goes up significantly. It's in fact estimated that 1 out of 2 unpasteurized eggs, which are the ones that you pretty much find everywhere, have salmonella. If you get salmonella, it's not very fun. Diarrhea, vomiting, fever, these are common symptoms of salmonella. Eating raw ground beef, also a high risk for foodborne infection. In this case, it's E. coli, and particularly the really harmful one, E. coli 0157H7. That's a particular strain that can be fatal in some people. If a person develops an E. coli 0157H7 infection, bloody diarrhea is the most common symptom, vomiting, high fever, and in really young folks and the elderly, it may lead to kidney failure and ultimately death. So E. coli is really, really dangerous. And it's usually found in ground beef as opposed to something like a steak. So what we're also finding is when we cook protein-rich foods from animal sources, like steak, chicken, eggs, for example, our bodies actually process that protein much more easily. So it's more easily absorbed, which is actually a good thing. That means our bodies will be more likely to use that protein. So consuming everything raw is a bit misleading. And even with vegetables, if you cook some of them, you actually bring out more of the nutrients. It really depends on which vegetable we're talking about, but tomatoes is one of those great examples. When you cook tomatoes, it actually makes some of that lycopene more available to the body. And lycopene is one of those wonderful antioxidants that we want to consume more of. But again, if you're one of those who feel like this diet will suit your lifestyle, definitely let your doctor know. Now, once again, if you want to be in raffles to possibly win books from us, not books like Hamilton, different ones, make sure you're on our weekly newsletter at oldpodcast.com by tomorrow night. You'll get some free spreadsheet tools from us right away, then a weekly email with updates, and you'll be in the raffles automatically, the next one being early Friday morning. Again, you can find all of that information at oldpodcast.com. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. Thank you for subscribing. And I'll see you back here in about 24 hours where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.